Good morning, Oregon. Thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. You'll find the full details at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of the massive mud puddle in eastern Oregon. We now know it as Goose Lake. A dry year caused it to dry up, and the next year, a wet year caused it to fill up, and a bunch of very puzzled pioneers were staring at wagon ruts, leading into a lake so big they couldn't even see across it. This story was first published on April 12, 2009, under the headline Massive Mud Puddle Flummoxed Oregon Trail Pioneers. Here we go. The immigrants coming west on the Applegate Trail to Oregon in the 1870s were puzzled. The trail was, of course, a seemingly unending set of wagon wheel ruts, stretching all the way from the jumping-off points in the Midwest over deserts and mountains and all sorts of obstacles that seemed insurmountable, but somehow weren't. But this one was different. This one was impossible. Had the wagons before them really plunged directly into the enormous lake that lay before them? The ruts led directly into the water, and there was no sign of them having come out again. It was miles across. The other side lay almost invisible on the horizon, much, much too far to float a caulked wagon. And yes, it was deep, far too deep to ford. There was nothing for it but a trip around the lake, since the western sky lay on the other side, and so around they went, making a detour of something like 100 miles. On the other side, they found the wagon ruts again. They emerged from the water and headed on westward toward the Cascades. Once they arrived at the West Coast, none of the previous emigrants knew anything about any lake there. It remained a mystery until, several years later, a drought struck and the lake dried up again. Well, today the lake is back. Now it's known as Goose Lake, and it's an arrowhead-shaped patch of water straddling the Oregon-California state line just south of Lakeview at an elevation of 4,700 feet. There's a campground and a park there at Goose Lake State Recreation Area, which is on the east side of the lake, with hot showers, something those puzzled immigrants 140 years ago would likely have appreciated. But don't bother trying to reserve a campsite on the internet. The place is so far away from everything, nearly 400 miles from both Portland and San Francisco, 282 miles from Eugene, 300 from Baker City, and 190 from Medford. Campers just don't have to worry about the place filling up. Like hundreds of other high desert lakes, large and small in the area, it drains nowhere. It's largely filled with rainwater, and the area gets about 10 inches a year, so it sits there baking in the summer sun until all the water is evaporated away. In other words, it's basically Oregon's largest mud puddle. The boat launch ramp at the park is something of a joke. Boaters basically have to carry their vessels out to wherever the water happens to be on any given day, and it's almost never at the ramp. It's also a magnificent place to go experience the great waterfowl migration. And now, mid-April, that would be now when this article was written, not now when I'm reading it. Now, mid-April is the time to do it. Goose Lake is on the flyway. Millions of geese, ducks, and other migratory birds blacken the sky there every spring and every fall. For a high desert destination, the place is astonishingly green, perhaps thanks to springs that help feed the lake. Recently, Goose Lake has been shrinking. The springs and creeks that help the rain feed it have been diverted for irrigation. Never particularly fresh to start with, the lake has been getting saltier, too, which is starting to stress the fish populations that somehow manage to still be there despite its periodic dryings up. In the surrounding countryside, you can still see the abandoned shells of sodbusters' cabins from the turn of the 20th century. These shells are the skeletal remains of settlers' dreams. Homes of folks who fell for the land swindlers' claims that rain follows the plow, that once a fellow had gouged up the land and sprinkled some wheat grains on it, the skies would open up and 20 or so inches of rain that would be needed for dryland farming would magically appear. This worked out just about as well as you might expect it would. And today you'll see very few farms in the high desert country, and those you'll see are irrigated. That's it for today's episode. If you're listening for the first time and want more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get everything on our central website at offbeatoregon.com. That's the complete catalog of about 195 columns going back to 2008. And this, by the way, is one of the very first ones. Plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes into the Facebook page and Twitter feed in case you'd like to join the conversation. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story, which include a Parks brochure and a book by Bill Gulick. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis? Drop me a line and let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. This podcast is proud to be part of the Creative Commons. The license is CC by SA 3.0. Details are at offbeatoregon.com/CC. That's it for today. In coming attractions, we have coming up tomorrow a story about the Wolf Creek Inn, the backwoods retreat for a bunch of really high-level Hollywood notables, and also a writing retreat for Jack London. I'll have the details for you after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. In the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.